You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2 week spoilers. These run from Monday, April 26th, all the way through Friday, May 3rd. Yes, taking us into May and into the first full week of May sweeps. And I explained to you guys what sweeps are. It's very important for the soaps because it determines how much they'll get paid for ad space, which determines whether or not our soaps get to stay on the air and whether they can afford to keep airing them. So it's a big, big deal, and that's why there's always so much action. I'm excited to unpack all this for you. If you have not, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And now let's just jump right in. So coming off this past week, we have Deacon trying to process the 10 toes, and we had Lauren Fenmore in LA checking in with Eric, and then she decided to go over to see Deacon, and it was funny because she went to see him, but then didn't want to hear the name Sheila. Well, clearly that's the only reason she went there, right? Well, on Monday, we have more of Lauren and Deacon conversating about Sheila and her 9 toes. So yeah, Lauren seems to be the only person who is around that knows the sugar story, and she spills that sweet tea. So by the time they are done talking, Deacon is more absolutely convinced because this makes sense to him. The 10 toes, but Sheila's face. At the same time, Hope is talking to Finn. She's at the Malibu house, and she asks him a very thought-provoking, very emotional, you know, provocative question about his supposedly dead birth mother, how he feels about her death, how he wishes, you know, whether he wishes she was still alive. And I think that's a very important conversation because by the end of this week, Finn is convinced that she is alive. At the same time, Hope's talking to Finn over at Forrester Creations. Steffi and Liam continue the conversation they began on the past Friday. And Liam actually suggests, well, maybe Deacon's onto something if he did really see 10 toes. And let's be real, Sheila being dead isn't good for Liam because Liam wants to steal Steffi from her husband. And Sheila being dead means she's out of the way, not a problem. Sheila being alive, that's good news for Liam. Tuesday, April 23rd, Finn and Steffi are back together. They're at the Malibu house. Looks like they're having a romantic evening. Just them. The kids are either asleep or with the nanny or something because it's definitely grown-ups only. And Brooke finds out about the whole Luna drug mint Zenday RJ thing. I have to conclude that RJ tells his mother because he tells everyone everything, including TMI and personal information about other people in the office he shouldn't even be talking about. And he shouldn't be talking about sex with a coworker to his mother and his siblings. It's so creepy. RJ does not have boundaries. Brooke is very sympathetic to Luna because the same thing happened to her years ago when Ridge slid in her sheets while she was dating his brother and had taken a Xanax or something. Deacon gets busy digging into the whole sugar thing. He knows there's a reason that somebody with her face and 10 toes went into the oven. But beyond that, he now needs to figure out where is Sheila Carter, assuming she's alive, and how he can make the case to have her found. Wednesday, April 24th, Deacon goes to Finn asking for that help and is going to say, no, I'm really sure that your mom is alive, all this kind of stuff. And I'm sure Liberty Bibberty is going to be like, no, it can't be. But it won't be too much longer until he is convinced. And weird spoiler, Zenday tells Carter he slept with Luna. Zenday already told Carter that. So maybe we're just going to have a repeat of the same conversation. That would not surprise me. And Luna and RJ are at work. They're supposed to be working together on Hope for the future, but it is awkward and a definite struggle. Thursday, April 25th, we have got Steffi and Hope. Looks like they're at the Malibu house, and they are talking about Deacon and Sheila. This may take place at the office, but I saw a spoiler photo that I can't show you for copyright issues, and it's the two of them sitting at a table at the Malibu house chatting, and they agree that Deacon needs to let Sheila go and stop this, and they agree that they are both both very glad that Sheila is dead and gone. Of course, both of them are going to be very upset to find out she's not, because Hope has just agreed to let Deacon start spending more time with Beth, but now this is a whole other thing. Ridge comes to Brooke with good news, but then she hits him with the bad news about RJ and Zenday and Luna. And Deacon, trying to convince Finn, finally tells him, unwraps, and I'm sure it'll start on Wednesday, but on Thursday, he tells the whole insane sugar story that explains the theory, the 10 toes that he saw at the crematorium, all that good stuff. Friday, April 26th, we are going to see Finn and Deacon very determined to find the truth, very determined to find Sheila Carter. So they are out on the mean streets of LA with a photo of Sheila Carter on the cell phone, and they roll up on special guest star Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother, Opie from the Andy Griffith Show, Ron Howard, who directed Apollo 13 and so many other things. This is his brother, who is a very famous, you know, B-list actor in his own right, I'll say. And they run into him and they grill him about Sheila, and it definitely looks like he may recognize the photo on the phone, but I fully expect that to be in the last moments of Cliffhanger Friday. We'll see. The Forsters rally around RJ. Of course they do. Of course they close ranks, and, you know, they're going to make him the victim in this, I guess. It's just, ugh. Brad Bell, I just feel like, is so tone deaf on so many things, including, you know, the subject of assault of women, but a topic for another day. The second week of spoilers are for April 29th through May 3rd. We're into May. I don't know that happened, how that happened so fast. Zenday, I expect, is going to be persona non grata around Forrester Creations for bedding Luna when she was high on mint-flavored pharmaceuticals and also dating his cousin RJ. But let's be real. Nobody at Forrester should be throwing shade at him. Carter got a pass when he was boinking Eric's wife, Quinn, and Ridge did the exact same thing to Brooke that Zenday did to Luna. You know, the exact same thing, really. You know, Thomas slept with Caroline when she had had medication in her system. He didn't know it, but, you know, very, very similar to what went on with Zenday. Steffi is angry the week of April 29th as Finn continues chasing Sheila leads with Deacon. Homeless Tom is back on Monday the 29th. Definitely looks like he recognized the photo of Sheila Carter, and he could be the key to getting her back because, yes, Sheila will be found in May sweep. Maybe she's in a luxury hotel room eating bonbons and drinking champers from room service, but I doubt it. I picture something more like tied up in a warehouse or like locked in a tiny room with three bottles of water, some little Debbies and a bucket to pee in. Let's hope it's just pee. I do think she is in trouble and has had something bad happen to her at Sugar's hands. We'll see. And if the two guys don't find her, you know, it could be dire, but of course they will. Hope and Steffi and all the Forsters and Logan just want this Sheila chatter to die down, but instead it's amping up because we all know Sheila's alive. As the Sugar story spreads, I expect people to freak out because they're going to realize it is very feasible that Steffi killed a stranger and Sheila Carter is indeed alive. And of course, Liam will be jumping for joy on the inside. He can't say it on the outside, but jumping for joy on the inside because Sheila's death pretty much eliminated all the major problems in Steffi and Finn's marriage. So her resurrection means that issue is back and not going anywhere. That's great news for him. He's going to say all the right things while biding his time looking for an opportunity to jump in there. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers for B&B. If you haven't, please subscribe. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see and come back soon. We're here talking B&B 7 days a week on your number one YouTube soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.